One of the pipelines owned by the Enbridge Corporation has leaked 50,000 gallons of oil onto a farm pasture in Adams County near the town of Grand Marsh. Two local families have been evacuated as cleanup crews supervised by the EPA remove topsoil in hopes of capturing the oil before it gets into local drinking water. Ed Culhane is a spokesman for the Wisconsin DNR.
No surface water was affected at all, but it is a sandy site, and so that raised the concern that this could seep through the sandy soil and get into the groundwater.
Culhane says Enbridge expects to repair the broken pipeline soon, and the hope is that a nearby county highway will quickly reopen. Enbridge has had spills in Wisconsin before, and 2 years ago had a major leak in Michigan that recently led a federal official to compare the company to the Keystone Cops. But Culhane says Enbridge is cooperating on the Adams County spill.
Our spill coordinator, who's been on the site, from the beginning, he says that in this instance, the company responded quickly and responded well. They have 100 people at the site. They got heavy equipment at the site quickly.
Culhane says the cause of Friday afternoon's spill will be investigated. Meanwhile, in Washington County, West Shore Pipeline, the company that leaked 54,000 gallons of gasoline on July 17th, plans an informational meeting in the town of Jackson tomorrow night. The DNR says 7 local wells are showing signs of contamination. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.